committee was, well, what I, obviously I wasn't sure of this, I voted for the tax. And, you know, I was interested in sort of the fiscal policy aspect and oversight and, you know, making sure that the tax funds from the new tax would be spent responsibly. So I reviewed sort of the plan that was put forth, and obviously I voted for it, so I thought it was a good idea. And, you know, my interest is mainly in just making sure that the additional tax is sort of spent responsibly.
Thank you so much. John?
Josh, good to see you. To keep, make sure we keep the integrity of the Prop P funds, what would you do to make sure that the project or those funds were only used for infrastructure projects?
So I think that just goes into reviewing sort of where the funds, how the funds are going to be spent. So I have a background in banking, and also I'm a corporate attorney. So, you know, reviewing documents and looking at financial statements and reviewing financial information is something I do on a regular basis. So, you know, just sort of reviewing that material, being able to analyze it and that sort of thing, I think is a big part of, you know, making sure that the funds are going to the right place.
Great, thank you.
I forgot to ask you my question.
Oh, yeah, right.
I asked Pat,
Well, it was funny because I was going, okay, she called on me, but I thought, yeah.
I need another cup of coffee. Okay, so here's my question.
Sure.
Is there any scenario that would justify the diversion of Measure P funds from its intended purpose?
Well, no, because in my view, the taxpayers voted for the tax for a specific purpose. So if you need funds for a different purpose, then you need to raise funds in a separate manner. So again, part of the reason why I was interested in joining the committee was just to make sure that the funds are being used for the purpose that we voted.
All right, great answer.
Thanks for your application and your interest. Impressive background, obviously. How do you see your skill set and your experience playing a role in the group dynamic? You know, 16 people on an oversight commission, different perspectives, and providing and building consensus in the group as towards providing some quality oversight to the city. And is it your view that consensus is always required in order to provide good oversight?
I guess I'll go with the consensus issue first. So establishing consensus, I think, I don't know that you need 100%, but you definitely need people on board as to how the funds are going to be spent, whether or not a particular expenditure is appropriate. And I think one of the things that I would bring to the table is having, you know, I apologize.
You've been doing it to me all night, don't worry about it.
Sorry, I forgot to turn this thing off. So one of the things that I can bring to the table is, you know, having background in reviewing legislation and background in, you know, reviewing documents and things and laws and being able to apply it is to say, hey, this does or does not fit the definition of, you know, what the taxpayers voted for, and, you know, in my opinion. So I think that's one skill that I could bring to the table.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Diaz.
Can you please tell us what the role of the Citizens Oversight Commission is?
Sure. In my view, the role is sort of what I said previously, just to ensure that the funds are being spent according to, you know, the proposition that they're being spent in a way that the taxpayers voted for them to be spent.
Thank you.
So my question is about priorities. We have a lot of needs out there, and Prop P will help, but it's not going to, you know, get everything done. So how do we prioritize, or do you have any personal priorities?
I think prioritizing is based on what are the most critical needs, and that requires an assessment of, you know, if you have, I guess in terms of infrastructure, if a bridge is crumbling and is about to fall down, it's probably more more necessary than, you know, building something or repairing a building that may not necessarily require. So those sorts of things require assessment as to, you know, what's more critical, what areas should we focus on. And I think it's just sort of assessing things case by case and in connection with, you know, the other things that are the other areas where you could spend the money.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
thank
your
you.
Closing statement. You're used to this, right?
Yeah, I'm not a litigator, but yeah, I'm used to talking to people. So, sure. In closing, you know, I think my background and experience would make me a great fit, that I would be able to sort of assess the public expenditures sort of fair-mindedly and, you know, in accordance with the will of the taxpayers. So.
Thank you very much, and thank you for applying.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you love Chula Vista.
What's that?
I hope you love Chula Vista.
Oh, I do. Yes, it's a great area. We live in East Lake. So
yeah, you're kind of a newcomer compared to us, but.
Thank you very much.
But welcome. Okay, guys, you know what? Our next interview is at 7:30, so let's reconvene back. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, thanks. Nice to meet you. Let's get back here at 7:30, okay?
Okay.
All right.